This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Democrats in the state legislature say they'll move to increase abortion protections in the new session that begins today. They want to make sure that doctors who perform the procedure on out-of-state patients will not be vulnerable to lawsuits under other states' laws. A group of Coloradans is being honored for their work fighting the opioid epidemic. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The American Medical Association and Manat Health recognized 25 practicing physicians, policymakers, researchers, and advocates who found innovative ways to tackle the opioid epidemic. Colorado Insurance Commissioner Michael Conway and Chief Deputy Commissioner Kate Harris are on the list. They're recognized for hiring dedicated staff to make sure insurers offer equal treatment of mental health conditions and substance use disorders. Dr. Don Stater is an emergency room physician. He's being recognized for his work with the Colorado Naloxone Project. It coordinates efforts to distribute the overdose reversal drug in every emergency department in the state. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A University of Northern Colorado professor has won her 9th Fulbright Award. She'll use it to study plastics pollution. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Geography professor and researcher Karen Barton is in Bangladesh. Despite a plastic ban in the nation, plastic pollution has reached epic proportions in the Bay of Bengal. Barton is helping devise a grassroots program for waste collection and recycling. She will also host a small climate conference in Colorado next year. Barton has won the 9 Fulbrights over the past 15 years. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
And there's more Colorado news at CPR.org.